What sort of adjustments have you had to make to your leadership style during this time?
So during this time, so there's two kind of adjustment. Yeah, you're right. I come from a 30-year multinational experience. And the first part of my adjustment was, how do I fit into a GLC? And more importantly, how do I help a company called Plus, which is a GLC, to move towards global environment? So part and parcel of the early part of where my journey was about, aspire to be a global champion. We are not just a homegrown champion, we are a global champion. And I'm proud to say, in 2019, there were a massive amount of accolades that we received, awards of as being the risk champion, not just for Malaysia but for Southeast Asia. We have received lots of accolades from the marketing campaign that we have done, not just for Malaysia but for the Asia, Southeast Asia group. And I think the pinnacle was about when we were given the Prince Michael Award for road safety, when I went over to London in December to receive the award personally from Prince Michael. So that's the kind of global perspective that we look after, and that I'm quite glad the company moves along with respect of wanting for us to be aspiring to be a global champion. So that's one part. As soon as we got into the MCO, more importantly is about how do I now help and also facilitate an organization which is traditionally have not been working from home or not been working with any virtual aspect, to an aspect where they feel comforted and feel comfortable in working for it. So, you know, getting the organization ready is one part. So we make sure that we have all spare laptops. We identify how many people require laptops, and we deploy these laptops that we have just purchased and just arrived in the month of February, and we deploy over 200 laptops to people who says, I need this laptop because I need to be able to work from home. And we give them special provision, as well as, you know, certain locality may not have internet broadband, but they do have mobile phone, and we give them additional 60 gigabit of mobile data line. And so the company will pay for that, and that's essentially to facilitate them. So in the initial stage, yes, they feel very comforted the fact that there is support from the company for them to continue to work. And I continue to receive lots of feedback coming from the staff to say they feel good, they feel energized, and they feel very productive, that yeah, they're able to work collaboratively, which in the past, while working in the office premise, they find difficulty, because you find difficulty to find people, to get on time and so on. But all they have to do now, and when we start deploying Microsoft Teams, all kind of program from Microsoft, and people are now working more collaboratively. I hardly got any one-to-one calls, which I still do, but more importantly is people are now working collaboratively. So if one decision needs to be made and it will impact many other functions within the organization, I get the function head to come in and have this conversation. I think what mooted that is the way how I conducted my crisis management team on a daily basis. On that daily basis, there are 30 people in that call, and they call from home, wherever they are. And that topic of conversation cut across. An early part of the conversation was about employee operation, how to keep them safe. But now the conversation is about, while we keep that going, we now start talking about how do we prepare ourselves post MCO. We also look at the COVID-19 situation. We got feedback coming from MIER, Malaysian Institute of Economic Research. We look at the graph, and we now anticipate when potentially MCO will be lifted. And we have many scenario planning that we have done in terms of, okay, what if MCO is lifted on this day? What if it's further extended? How do we respond to it? So we now even have developed new ways of working for our employee, for office premise. What are the preparation that we need to do to ensure we maintain physical distancing, and you know, ensuring that people, if they need to go for canteen or to the cafe for their lunch after MCO is lifted, there is still element of practicing social distancing needs to be put in place. So we're changing also our staff handbook. We have flexible lunch hours. And the reason for that is to allow for people to have their lunch in a staggered manner. So these are all new things. It's not only covering the office premise. We also have now new ways of working, new environment for even our rest and service areas. How do we ensure that when customers come to our rest service areas, first and foremost, they feel comforted and they feel safe, that their safety is well being taken care of. So the amount of cleansing that we need to do, the frequency, and this is where SAIC comes and help to propagate, to communicate to our consumers, our customers out there, to say this is what we have done, the detail we have done to make sure when the MCO is lifted, you can come in and use our premise while still maintaining social distancing, but you know you'll be safe. So we also do the same for our toll plaza. We also do the same for our plus runner, you know, the safety, patrolling vehicle that goes around our highway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. We also equip them with gloves, with masks, also hand sanitizer. So as they approach a customer in distress, what would be the additional topic they need to additional steps that they need to put in place before they communicate and so on? Because it's not it works both ways. We don't want to be the party who contracted the COVID-19 to the customers, neither the other way around. So we want to keep both parties safe. So this is all new ways of working post MCO versus what we've been using, what we have been doing in the past. So this is the preparation that we do, and these are conversation that's happening on the daily basis at the CMT call. My CMT call on the daily basis is from 2 hours. During the Ramadan, we started at 9. Before Ramadan, we started at 10. So that's basically to pull people. Now people are focused, understand about how the organization will now move into the new normal.